You are out and about with Jean Salater for WHDD Robin Hood Radio, and I am here at the Green Cafe, part of Studio Lakeville in downtown Lakeville, Connecticut, and I have the great pleasure of meeting and enjoying lunch and smiling at Michael Brown.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine.
Michael, it is so
I came all the way back from Paris to be with you.
Oh, you're dear.
just to do this interview with you.
And I'm telling you,
that's how much I love you.
I'm telling you, when I saw that you were back from Paris, I said, that's my guy. I got to get to him.
Yeah. And here we are.
How were your travels?
Travels were fabulous. The flights were on time. There were flights were great. Service was good. Even the food was not too bad. France. Well, so
oh,
it's good. And
my
time in Paris was just, how could you go wrong? Culturally and just... food-wise, everything was just perfect.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah.
So, Michael, you are a choir instructor, I want to say?
Yeah. I work at Taft School, Hotchkiss, Westover, and sometimes South Kent.
Oh, and so you're all over
and
the map.
Specifically, I do the gospel choirs there, and I have wonderful kids, wonderful students from around the world that inspire me.
Wow.
And so it's a mutual kind of admiration thing that's happening there. Yeah. So
tell us about Michael Brown. How did you start this career in teaching and education and music? Well, talk about music. How did that get going?
Well, the career started inside of me. I never even looked for it or desired it. I just woke up one morning. I was 4 years old. I remember this and went right to the piano. We had a family piano in our home, and I started playing the piano without any training and just started playing at the age of four.
Wow.
And it was like music. It's just like breathing. It's a natural gift from, I call it God.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So you have a memory from 4 years old.
I do indeed.
The piano.
Yeah.
What did the piano look like?
Oh, it was upright. It was an old big upright.
Yeah.
Big, huge brown pianos with those spinning seats.
Oh, yep.
Stools that spin.
Yeah.
So,
could you reach the pedals? No.
Not really.
How old were you when you said, yay, I can reach the pedals?
probably 9 or 10.
That's a riot.
Yeah.
So from there, did your parents guide you? Did they get you instruction?
No. It was just a gift from God. And I had some formal training later on in life. But for the most part, what I do is just a very natural and inspired gift.
Very inspired.
I've
seen you perform. You're unbelievable.
And I say this with all humility. It's just an inspired gift that I'm so very grateful to be able to share with students, you know, from around the globe and who are just amazing.
Wow.
Just amazing. Just to be in a space with these students that are so incredible. You know,
fascinating.
Yeah.
And you travel quite a bit because Westover and Taft and South Kent, that's a ways from Lakeville. It is.
It's like an hour, some change.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's all worth it. It's all wonderful.
True dedication.
Yeah. Then on weekends, I play in the church.
Oh, what churches are you involved
with? Kateri Tikawitha.
Good job.
Parish. So there are actually three churches, worship sites under that parish. St. Bernard's, Sharon. St. Bridget's in Sharon or Cornwall. And then sometimes, not all the times, special occasions, I'm at South Kent at the Sacred Heart.
Wow. So you get around 7 days a week.
And then I'm not finished. And then on Sunday, 10:30, I'm at the Litchfield Congregational Church.
Wow. So you span denominations.
Mm-hmm. I'm Catholic, but I crossed the line just to play church.
You're dabbling.
I'm dabbling.
Broadening your horizon.
Yeah.
That's
so
a good thing.
It's fun.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I wish that, this is often my lament, Marshall's going to roll his eyes, but I wish we were on television right now because your smile is just so contagious and bright
you.
And happy
thank
and
you.
Wonderful.
That's so sweet. And so is yours.
So Gospel Fest is one of your events.
Yes, our major gospel event, usually the fourth Sunday of April, when the choirs of Hotchkiss, Taft, Westover, South Kent, we get together and we have a big hallelujah time.
Woo!
Usually at the Hotchkiss, Alfred's Hall. And I stress to my students, this is not competition. I know in sports you have competition, but with when it comes to the gospel concert, we just want to just have a good time without, I'm better than you, you're better than me. We're all there just for the cause of love and joy, of singing and spreading love. That's all it's really all about.
Very nice. Very nice. Really. It's a nice message for April.
Yeah.
Spring and rejuvenation. And
yeah, renewal. Renewal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we are, the first day of December. What do you have coming up? Where are we going to see you?
You're going to see me tomorrow at the Tree Lighting in Salisbury, Connecticut. I'm so excited.
Downtown Salisbury.
Downtown, the big, huge downtown red light district.
What is it, about a 25-foot tall spruce?
Exactly.
Tree, I think.
Woo, and the kids are so adorable. Every year they sing their hearts out with their parents and whoever else shows up.
Yeah.
And it's always a very delightful, joyful experience. And just
you get the whole crowd. I'm going to say last year there were, what, a good 250?
Yeah, at least.
The whole green was full, and everybody had a candle, and everybody was whooping it up with you. They had so much fun. You get everybody into it.
Yeah, that's part of my gift. I'm a cheerleader.
You are. You
yeah,
are.
The cheerleader.
Best and who will be backing you up?
You. The Salisbury Band.
Yes. The brass band.
The brass band, whoever I can pull from the audience. You know me, I never know what, until I get there, what.
Yeah, you tap into the
local never know.
Talent.
I never know until I get there and says, okay, let's see.
You don't know if they can sing or not, but you just have a microphone there. You're going for it.
But my thing is everyone has a voice.
There you go. That's a nice way to look at
Everybody
it.
Everybody has a voice.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Insult.
So that's tomorrow. Well, this is airing tomorrow, so it's today for our listening audience, Sunday.
Right.
About 5:15 the caroling starts, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
I should probably know because it's a Tri-State Chamber event, but I don't have that information in front of me. But I have you.
You're only in charge.
No. That's not my committee.
That's not my committee.
And then where do you perform out in the area after that? Where can we catch you?
Let's see what's happening.
With musicians, you say, where are you gigging?
We're gigging. I'm doing a lot of church gigs, gigging. Mm-hmm. December 16th, I'm having at 3 o'clock at the Litchfield Congregational Church. We're having a Christmas concert.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, and that's on the 16th in Litchfield, Connecticut. And then what else am I doing? I'm doing a concert at Westover School. I think that's on the 14th.
Oh, wow. You're busy midweek, mid-December.
Mid-December. Then I head back to Paris.
Wow. Good for you. Yeah. Just a couple of weeks home and then back to Paris.
Yeah, I love Paris. People who know me, they know that's my second home.
Yes.
I absolutely adore it. Love Paris.
I will be in one of your suitcases one of these days.
Well, I'm going to drag you along if you don't make that happen.
All right, Michael, thank you so much for taking the time. And if not this holiday season, we're going to see you Gospel Fest the fourth
Sunday
of
3
April
o'clock.
Of 2019, which is right around the corner.
Can you believe it?
And I get to see you again tomorrow.
Yay!
Which I'm excited
let's
for.
Get through this. Let's get through this winter. We will.
We will. You see reports and you read things and you talk to people, and half of it is it's going to be a mild winter, and half of it is going to be it's brutal, and there's nothing we can do about it. So who cares?
It is what it is. We have love and warmth in our hearts.
There you go.
That's all that really counts.
There
right?
you go. And we're fortunate to not be, in other parts of the world where it's either burning or underwater or earthquakes. My goodness,
well, there
we've
you go.
Got it pretty easy.
Yeah, we have first world problems.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thank you very much, Michael.
With pleasure.
Jean Salater out and about for WHDD Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com. See you all at the tree lighting.
Yay.